Okay, we've officially started. I got money right now. I got money right now, which just allow me this little teeny bit of politics because I've completely shit-canned politics over on Twitter. Fucking done with politics on Twitter. Done. I'm happy to fucking be done with politics on Twitter. It ain't like I'm going to change the fucking world myself. It ain't like I've got some great insight that other people don't have and people must hear me. You know, I got other things I can offer that are far more, if you'll pardon me, unique. But I do have this bet to make. There ain't no fucking tapes, so fuck it. Hey, no fucking tapes, man. That's another one of these little fucking games being played by our presidente. No fucking tapes. He's just, hey, you know. And I'll you know, this whole bullshit about, I'll let you know. Oh, horse shit. That's a typical psychopath play, man. That's a control thing. That's, psychopaths love that. They love to put it out there and see how many people they can fuck with. That's all that is. It sounds bizarre. I know it doesn't sound like anything we could possibly, how could we possibly elect somebody that like that president? But we fucking did. We fucking did. Because if there's one thing that psychopaths know how to do, it's manipulate people. Is he the first? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there were others. I don't know. He's the most obvious. And the thing they love to do is they love to jerk people around. And they find the people most likely to be jerked around. They find people that are the weakest. They find people that are the most, you know, liable. And they fucking do it. No, this isn't going to turn into a fill only. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to do this. But, and, you know, people think, oh, that's impossible. How could that? It fucking happened, man. What do you call it when a guy says, well, are you going to accept the election or not? I'll let you know. What president has ever said that? What candidate has ever said something like that? Who's ever said he wiretapped me at Trump Tower? No fucking evidence, no proof, never has been. But guess what? There's a few weak fucking minds out there that let that kind of rattle around in there. After a while, he doesn't have to prove it. People just believe it. But has he offered any proof? Fuck no. He says it and he watches, he sits back and he watches what happens. That's what psychopaths do. It's like, I hate to say this, folks, but it's like having a spider under glass or having an insect that you play with when you were a kid, torturing a fucking insect. Remember that? We all did it. And that's what a grown-up psychopath does with people. Oh, there must be something more to it, Phil. No. No, there isn't. That's why we say they're abnormal. They have no idea what they're going to do tomorrow. They don't know what they're going to think tomorrow, where they want to go tomorrow, who they're going to be tomorrow. All they know is they got to get out of bed and find something to manipulate, to fuck with, to do something to. Be the center of attention? Yes. Change this, change that, have this little puppet. You know, the very famous case of this guy, Hunt. Was that his name? I forget. He was the serial killer in Chicago. This guy was married to two women. He had two families. One, and at one point, they didn't live more than two or three blocks from each other. Why? He moved them around like that. He wanted to see if they'd run into each other. You believe that? They're brilliant enough to do it. And there are people that are weak enough to fall for it. I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. The people that are his devoted fans and supporters are weak people. Weak in the fucking mind. And the ones that aid and abet his bullshit, like these alt-right journalists, are sort of fellow travelers, you know? Some of them know what they're doing. Some of them know that it's bullshit, and they enjoy the game, and they like to push it along. You know, in fact, I would say over half of them know it's bullshit, but their agendas are their agendas, whatever the fuck they are. You know, like, let's get all the libs out of there. You know, liberals are what's killing the country. Jesus Christ. You know, I used to admire Rush Limbaugh as a broadcaster and as an entertainer, but in the last 6 months, the shit that motherfucker is shoveling on his show, I can't even tell you that I have any great admiration for the guy now. Hey, man, where the fuck are my glasses? La-dee-dee-dee. All right, let's do it to it, man. Ah, shit. What are we going to do on this piece of shit? So, we had some, minor fuck-ups here with the computer on Friday. We were supposed to have a chat on Friday. We were supposed to have a show on Friday. None of that happened because we had a out you know, an electrical outage that created a crash here in the studio that dropped a couple of computers, one of our computers, to the point where we thought we had to have a, you know, maybe the hard drive had gotten destroyed or something, but seems to be okay now. And I think we seem to be back in business here. I'll flip the fan on here for the very... And then we got Donald Trump Jr., Christ almighty. Do yourself a favor, dude. Commit suicide. I mean, that guy is a piece of fucking work. This dumbass basically confirms Comey's testimony. Well, I'm going to be here, man. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm living my life here. But we're in big fucking trouble, this motherfucking country. I ain't kidding you. Big motherfucking trouble, man. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going, you know, I'm here. You know, I love America, all that good shit. But if you think this is all about libs fucking up poor little Donnie boy there and he's got his wonderful agenda, Jack, you need to get your fucking head taken off and put back on straight again, because this motherfucker has no fucking agenda. Do you understand? He's got two or three bullet points. Yeah, there's two or three. There's wonderful bullet points. He's got no specifics. He's got no faith. That guy can't talk with any great detail on any one of those three things. The wall, the tax plan, repeal Obamacare. He cannot talk with any real intelligence about any those three things, any one of those three things. He can, a lot of bombast, listen to him. A lot of fucking bombast, a lot of bullshit, but no specifics, no aptitude to as to the actual problems. This fucking wall, there's no connection between that and the reality of immigration or emigration as it exists today, or illegal immigration as it exists today. No fucking connection whatsoever. We don't have a fucking you know, epidemic of illegals pouring over the border. They're not committing crimes in the numbers this motherfucker says they are. They're not committing violent crimes. Sanctuary cities are the lowest crime rate cities when compared to other cities. They have lower crime rates. The guy, all I'm trying to say, and it's, you know, like I said, you know, I don't want to go on too much. There ain't no there there. There's no fucking there there. And we're letting 30% of the population run us. Now, what the fuck kind of balls have we got? 30% of these motherfuckers out there are running the show. Those are the fuckers that think this motherfucker is Jesus H. Christ, walk on water. 35%, 30, 35%, that's it. Now, I know more people got him elected. Most of the, not most, but a good portion of the people that voted for that guy are sorry they fucking did it. They ain't going to tell you that, but they are. I know one or two of them myself. All right, let me move on. Was that thing... Oh, my God. John McCain, American leadership was better under Obama. Well, no shit. Let me tell you something, McCain. You are one of the reasons why this motherfucking country is where it is today, because you didn't have the fucking guts. And for a Vietnam veteran and all that heroism, and I believed it, you know, and I still believe it, but you were a real fucking limp dick when it came to this whole thing. You just, like a good little goddamn American politician, you stood there and you watched it happen. You let it fucking happen by putting that fucking Palin on the ticket. Goddamn Palin, that was the beginning of the end. That was your acknowledgement that there were a bunch of fucking nuts in your motherfucking party, and you decided to put Palin on the ticket because you thought that that would appease them to the point where you'd get elected fucking president? Where the fuck did you ever get the idea these motherfuckers were any kind of majority? They're loud, stupid, and they sure as fuck bulled you dumb shits in the Republican Party. You and that Boehner motherfucker, I don't have any sympathy for that guy. Everybody's talking about him now like, well, he tried to warn us. He was a limp dick, too. Every last one of you motherfuckers, you let it happen. Now you're talking about how the leadership was better under Obama. You and the rest of those cocksuckers made life for Obama as difficult as you possibly could. Jesus Christ, are you loving this? Leadership was better under Obama, says McCain. Oh, man. The whole goddamn world is going in the opposite direction now. They see what happened to America. They don't want any part of it. The French, the British kicked that fucking May and the rest of those pieces of shit out of there. All those Brexit motherfuckers. Bye. The French. They want no part of that goddamn Le Pen and all that shit. They can see what has transpired in the United States. They're taking a look across the years and go, holy Christ, is that in our future? No thanks. There's no worldwide revolution going on. Europe is rejecting this shit that America just bought into for the next four fucking years. Now guess what? The Russians told us to knock it off with bombing the Assad's troops. Don't do it. Now, I don't know. Donald Trump is giving out blowjobs over there, so what's he going to say? Oh, yes, sir? Like a good little fucking comrade. Well, what the fuck is he going to say? And what the fuck is this anti-Sharia law? What the fuck? Will you people fucking do something for a living? Go find a hobby. What the fuck are you talking about, motherfucker? We got, in this country, we have Muslims that have been here for years and years and years. As long as we've had slaves, African slaves came over, they brought the Muslim faith with them. Now, I know a lot of stupid-ass fucking people don't believe that, but it happened. Now, what the fuck all of a sudden we don't like Sharia law? Is this, what is this, a counter-demonstration against all that fucking liberal shit? All that freedom of religion shit? That's a, what that is to say, sure, there's freedom of religion, but this goddamn Islam, that's a different case, and that's not even a religion. That's what they're doing. That's how they're legitimizing their hate. And they talk about fucking liberals being haters. Goddamn, these fucking right-wingers wrote the motherfucking book on hate. Now look at what they're doing. They're singling out an entire religion, putting people at risk. Anyone who is a Muslim is at risk, because now they don't have a religion. They have some political philosophy that's destructive, hateful, and violent. And anyone that practices that religion is now a target for any one of these cunts out there, these alt-right mother, whatever the fuck they call themselves, to at any given moment think they're helping America by, you know, attacking one of these people. We've already had Muslims murdered in this country. We've had anti-Muslim, anti-Islam terrorism in this country that piece of shit we got for president hasn't said anything about. I mean, that's the real terrorism in America. And what are the rest of us doing? Like a bunch of fucking pussies. Nothing. And you got this fucking piece of shit McCain all of a sudden. Oh, wow, man. The real leadership was a lot better under Obama. No shit. When'd you figure that one out, Pops? Goddamn, you know, that guy pisses me off more than anybody. There's a guy that's seen it all, done it all, been through it all. I should have known better, but he's just a good little fucking Republican senator soldier. Just a good little boring shit can American politician like the rest of them. They talk about Comey not having guts. The most gutless bunch of motherfuckers in America today are Republican elected officials in Washington. Congressmen, senators. No fucking guts. Who will take over Uber CEO? I gave you my motherfucking phone number. Gotta love it, man. But just the same, yeah, I never weep at night. I call your name. Don't you know I can't take it? I don't know who can. There's Kimberly Dozier. Hey, Vern, are you related to Kimberly Dozier?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, Will. Who am I? I'm not Kimberly Dozier. My name is Vernon Dozier. Yeah, I know that, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know Kimberly Dozier. I've seen her on television. I think she's very good. I don't know whether she's good or not. I just say those things, you know. I think Kimberly Dozier, I think she does one hell of a great job. But I'd like to see more of her. And what do you think of that? Well, I think that okay, all right, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think she's great.
But you really don't know who I'm talking about.
No, I do not.
But just the same, yeah, I never weep at night. I call your name. I'm just the same, yeah. I never sleep at night. I call your name. Come on, Henry, you can spell, can't you? J-O-N-I. Spell check has done more to fuck up spelling, I think, than anything in the history of the world. I'm telling you. Spell check has made things even worse, trying to spell things, you know. You try to just write the word fill, and I'll get, like, fillet of soul or something. What is this shitty fucking show I'm looking at? Is this Family Feud? Jesus Christ, this looks like shit. What is this dog shit that I'm looking at? It's on Channel 5, and the host looks like a more handsome version of me. Like, he looks like he's about my age. He looks like is it Craig Ferguson? I'm just kidding. All right. I got a feeling this is going to be a long fucking edit. Another long edit job today. Oh, well. Better at fix it in the editing than. Woo! 123123. Oh, this is password or some shit? I don't know what it is. But I'm going to turn it off because it's really pissing me off just looking at it up there. Yeah, Trump is not going to have a relationship with Obama because that would mean that he has something to learn from Obama. And the last thing Trump wants to admit to is that he's got anything to learn from that black guy. Oh, it's not about the fact that he's black, Phil. Bullshit. Bullshit. What do you think the first thing that motherfucker did, the birther? Do you know that I was really interested? I swear to God, I think I've told you guys this. I was really super interested in Donald Trump's candidacy in 2012. I thought, wow, you know, that's very interesting. And he lost me. When he was talking economics, I loved it. And I listened, and I thought, this guy's making some sense. I don't know. It sounded like a lot of flash, but I didn't know. What the hell did I know, right? You know how he lost me? When he declared that, well, now he's going to talk economics. This will be great. He's going to be the first guy I heard really talk some serious. He started in this birther shit. I said, this guy's a fucking moron. That's all I needed. When he jumped into that birther shit, bang. What's the fucking, you know, what's the secret here, Jim? You can't figure that one out? He's a fucking idiot. I doubt if he knows anything about economics, the world, any, you know, and it turns out he didn't. It was unbelievable. All right. But he could have had it, man. He could have done some, he could have really done some great stuff. But it turns out he wasn't the charming, affable guy that that I saw originally. He's a piece of shit. He's a walking sack of shit. That's all. He's got no personality. There's nothing endearing about the guy. There's nothing, you know, nothing. So, I'm looking for sports, man. Give me the sports. Jesus Christ. Give me something here, man. Anything. Oh, fuck. There we go. Boom. Wait. No, you motherfucker. Boom. No, he didn't want to. He's not going to sit down with the black guy, man. And you better fucking believe it's all about race, because what else is it? First thing he says about the guy is he wasn't born in America. Because he's black. Of course. You're going to have to check that man's birth certificate. Anybody else's birth certificate? You want to check for Bernie Sanders? His parents weren't born in America either. But fuck, he's a white guy, so who gives a shit? Although he is a Jew. That's almost not white. And, shit. That's what kills me with people. It's not racial. You have to be the most naive motherfucker in the world. Naive as to everything in life, not to think that that's racial. You don't even have to think it. The evidence is right there. Anyway, fuck it. Watch me just turn out a fucking dime and just be all charming and be all this and that and a bag of chips. I call your name. What is this, man? Oh, fuck. This is that goddamn... Hey, Jesus. Oh, you motherfucker. Get out of here. What the fuck is this, man? Now, is this fucking thing a read? It is a record. Love it. That's the A&E spot. Okay, I got it. Now I understand, man. Now I get it, man. All right. Excuse me.
What's the best in paranormal talk radio is here on Podcast One as part of the Jericho Network. Beyond the Darkness examines all aspects of the supernatural every day, Monday through Friday. And now, the same team behind Beyond the Darkness bring you the most frighteningly real-life dramas on True Crime Tuesday. Subscribe now by visiting darknessradio.com. And now.
What?
The best in paranormal talk radio. Tuesday banner. Subscribe. Day banner. Subscribe now.
Okay, got it. Got you, man. I got you, brother. I got you.
Well, welcome, and thank you very much for inviting me on your program. I don't know where to begin with this. I got a selfie. I got a photograph from a young lady who lived in Canandaigua, which is a little ways, about 50 miles to the east of us here in Wampaw, New York. And Canandaigua is a horse racing town, a very simple town. Dairy farms and so on and so forth. She sent a picture of herself, it was a selfie, and said she admired me and wanted to have a cup of coffee.
You didn't go and meet her, did you?
I hold on now. You speak as if you...
All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Here we go. like that one. Test, here we go.